Advocate. Advocate for the human rights of all people with disability at individual and systemic levels. Systemic advocacy. This year saw the systemic advocacy team focus on pushing for changes called for by our members. We heard strongly that the COVID-19 pandemic was not over and that more needed to be done to ensure the safety of people with disability as governments adopted a living with COVID-19 approach. PWDA developed a COVID-19 position statement and report that packaged the views of our members and the actions they wanted to see to create greater safety and minimise exclusion. These important documents underpinned PWDA's advocacy with state, territory and federal government decision makers as we maintained calls for COVID-safe approaches. The NDIS review's findings and the Disability Royal Commission's final report dominated the year's activities. PWDA's responses to these reports were guided by member engagement throughout the year. As a result, PWDA has had opportunities to be involved in the co-design of solutions. One example includes PWDA's Deputy CEO, Carolyn Hodge, taking part in the National Disability Insurance Agency, NDIA, Workforce Capability Working Group. The group aims to create a greater understanding of disability and increase lived experience among the NDIA's workforce. Throughout the year, we continue to push for an end to the segregation of people with disability. We know that ending segregated housing means we need more accessible, safe, and affordable housing to be built. We also continue to see housing as a key issue for people accessing PWDA's individual advocacy services. For these reasons, we focused on calling for more housing that works for people with disability and being a strong disability voice in the development of a new National Housing and Homelessness Plan. To support our housing advocacy, PWDA remained a campaign partner of the Building Better Homes campaign, participating in a series of actions to pressure the New South Wales and WA governments to incorporate the Livable Housing Design Standard found in the National Construction Code into legislation. PWDA worked to support our colleagues at the First Peoples Disability Network, FPDN, by promoting the referendum for constitutional recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and releasing a statement in support of an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice to Parliament. We were deeply saddened the referendum was unsuccessful. The year also saw PWDA take a lead in the conversation on an Australian human rights framework, which led to a strong recommendation from the Parliamentary Committee to enact a National Human Rights Act. This was in line with PWDA's long-held position. The committee also released a draft Human Rights Act, and we look forward to working with our partners to get the legislation locked in. We also worked with our partners, especially the Justice and Equity Centre, JEC, formerly the Public Interest Advocacy Centre, to drive significant advocacy to improve the airline industry's accessibility. PWDA has seen some welcome wins this year that are consistent with our advocacy. For example, PWDA has long called for increases to income support payments and Commonwealth rent assistance to reduce the risk of people with disability living in poverty. Amidst a cost of living crisis, we were pleased to see a higher base rate for JobSeeker and a 10% increase to Commonwealth rent assistance in this year's federal budget. Across the year, PWDA individual advocates have been actively supporting people with NDIS review cases both within and outside of the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, AAT. Collaboratively, our systemic and individual advocacy teams have been working to ensure the new Administrative Review Tribunal adopts more inclusive practices that better serve people with disability. When the Administrative Review Tribunal Bill passed in May 2024, PWDA was pleased to see inclusions aligned with our advocacy. These included that the tribunal's processes be accessible for all parties, that the president can make practice directions about accessibility and responding to diverse needs, and that the council overseeing the tribunal can investigate the accessibility and effectiveness of its decisions. PWDA acknowledges the funding it receives from the Australian Government's Department of Social Services through the Disability Representative Organisations, DRO, program. This funding supports PWDA's nationally focused systemic advocacy, including work related to the Disability Royal Commission and efforts to engage people with disability during the NDIS review. PWDA acknowledges the funding it receives from the National Disability Insurance Agency, NDIA, to support co-design activities. Disability Royal Commission. In January 2024, PWDA provided submissions to inform the Australian and New South Wales governments' responses to the Disability Royal Commission's, DRC, final report. PWDA also joined Disability Representative Organisations, DROs, in a submission to the Australian Government, raising key concerns about the need for greater inclusion of people with disability as genuine partners in designing and implementing the reforms following the DRC. In February 2024, PWDA released our response to the DRC final report. This report and its 19 policy position statements reflected what PWDA members think about key recommendations and the change they want to see. We've used our media reach to highlight and advocate those positions, and we've actively worked with governments to influence their DRC responses. The Australian Government and State and Territory Governments, bar Tasmania, which was in caretaker mode, released a joint statement in March 2024, announcing they needed more time to respond to the DRC recommendations, committing to responding by mid-2024. PWDA called for the extended timeline to be used by governments to spend more time genuinely consulting with and being led by people with disability, and allowing disabled people's organisations, DPOs, like PWDA, enough time to engage with our members. PWDA actively participated in consultation opportunities to represent the views of people with disability, including Commonwealth and New South Wales ministerial forums from October 2023 to June 2024, taking part in joint sector advocacy and engagement with Australian and New South Wales DRC task forces. We continue to advocate for people with disability and their representative organisations to have a formal role as equal partners in all reform measures. This includes prioritising, sequencing, implementing, monitoring and evaluating these reforms to ensure meaningful change. Additionally, we continue to urge a coordinated approach between the Commonwealth and state and territory governments to enact the 19 policy positions outlined in our formal response to the DRC final report. National Disability Insurance Scheme Review. The start of the year was buzzing with activity as PWDA wrapped up its extensive engagement with our national membership as part of the independent review of the NDIS, NDIS Review. We thank all the members who engaged with us during this busy period. Following this consultation, we proudly released 2 reports and 4 submissions to the NDIS review team this year based on member feedback. By the end of 2023, the NDIS review released its final report, containing 26 key recommendations and 139 supporting actions. This paved the way for the highly contentious NDIS amendment, getting the NDIS back on track number 1. Bill 2024. PWDA made 3 submissions on the NDIS Amendment Bill in this financial year. Despite a lot of demands on the disability community, our members remained heavily engaged with the Systemic Advocacy Team and PWDA Board through significant consultations around the NDIS amendment bill. It was clear from these consultations our members had numerous concerns about the NDIS. Our submissions proudly reflected their views and were firmly rooted in a rights-based approach. PWDA acknowledges the funding it received from the Australian Government to engage with people with disability on the NDIS review. Image. Former PWDA President Nicole Lee addressing the media in Canberra. New South Wales. This year, PWDA advocated for New South Wales policies and programs that are inclusive and responsive to the needs of people with disability. Our work was influenced by the two budgets that were delivered this year. The Mins Ministry delivered its first budget in October 2023 and a full budget in June 2024. PWDA delivered a broadly focused pre-budget submission calling for a progressive disability agenda for New South Wales. We advocated for investment to support the implementation of the Disability Royal Commission's DRC, New South Wales focus recommendations, including in housing and inclusive homes, safety at home, inclusive communities, health and well-being, education and employment. In line with our advocacy, PWDA welcomed some increased investment in housing support this year. Further investment is needed to address the lack of affordable, safe and accessible housing, which remained a key driver for people with disability seeking support from PWDA's individual advocacy services this year. We will continue to advocate for greater investment in social and affordable housing and for New South Wales to sign on to the National Construction Code's Livable Housing Design Standards that would see new homes built to be accessible to all. PWDA's New South Wales advocacy also called for greater investment in the Official Community Visitors Scheme, which is responsible for monitoring supported disability accommodation services to help resolve issues and promote resident rights. The rights of people with disability to be safe and included and to make their own decisions was another key focus following the release of the DRC final report. We engaged with the New South Wales Government on guardianship and championed supported decision-making in place of substitute decision-making. We have been active in coercive control and specialist homelessness services access and withdrawal reforms, working alongside New South Wales Government and our colleagues in the domestic and family violence sector to ensure reforms are disability inclusive and services are accessible for people with disability and their children. PWDA's systemic advocacy in New South Wales is made possible by the New South Wales Government's Disability Advocacy Futures Program. We acknowledge this investment in driving our work to make New South Wales programs, systems and policies more inclusive and accessible.